No.
I don't know if we're live yet.
Or are we?
It doesn't tell you when you start streaming. Like, there's no countdown like Google Hangouts where it tells you that you started streaming. It just starts for you.
Hey, so, what am I screen sharing right now?
Minecraft.
Hello, everybody! It's Beast Mode Podcast with pretzels in our mouth, motherfucker!
Are we live? Oh, yeah, I guess we are. Hello, everyone.
Minecraft.
What's going on?
Hello.
Who are our guests this week?
We got on my left side, well, right side on the stream, we got Caveman 606. And on the left side, we have the AFK Brandon Knights, aka Shit Motherfucking Happens. now he's there. And on my right side, we have YouTube Troller.
Hey, straight.
Which that name totally gives it away that he's actually a troller. I don't get it.
Don't worry, he was trolling Knights Man earlier.
Yeah, he was.
He got PO'd. I could hear it in his voice.
No, not really. You were just being a troll, which I could tell by the name. So, yeah.
Alright,
hit us
with
a would you rather.
Oh, God. Well,
I'll be posting every episode with
a would you rather now.
Yeah, this is
I'll
a would you rather.
I'll be putting gameplay on cracked up.
Alright, guys. Would you rather have every hair on your body plucked, or every nail ripped off? That means toenails and
nails. Fuck, every hair removed.
Toenails and fingernails.
Fuck that.
No way.
Every hair removed.
I have had those things ripped off.
Good trendsetter. I'm going for the nails.
Oh my god.
I don't think this is going to work out for you,
Brandon. You don't have anything to worry about.
I mean,
I'm going for the nails.
There's less nails, but... Man, getting all your hair plucked? Fuck. Does that include your head?
I have a hairy butt. So I'm not trying to get all the hairs ripped out of my butt. No.
But does that include your head? Because that would suck if someone just took some fucking tweezers and just.
What about your eyebrows?
I mean, maybe. I guess.
What if it never grew back, and then you look like a cancer patient for the rest of your life?
Well, then you could go online and try and profit off of it.
Dude, you know what I'd do? I'd go by and I'd be like, motherfucker, give me the goddamn keys to that Corvette. I'm going off. It's going to be my last day to live today. And he'd be like, all right, here you go. I take it. I drive off. That's it.
Do you all do prank calls? Well, we could do prank calls, but I'm not sure how well they would work out. Because we tried them like 2 weeks ago.
We should try one.
I'll prank call somebody. I don't even care.
We could try. We just need numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys talk about that one guy, whether he's dead or alive, video.
What? Oh.
Who?
I don't know that one guy who kills all those kids.
What?
Oh, the Newtown shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know that
one.
Well,
one of them's dead. I mean, that's undoubtable, but. Hey, is that one guy dead?
No remorse. That one guy that killed all those kids? What?
Oh, like, man. What are you talking about, bro? And he's like, that one guy who killed all those kids.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. We all know that guy. Is he dead or... I watched that entire video. And I will say this... to anyone watching in the stream or the video afterwards, there's a video out. It's called, Sandy Hook, Uncovered or something.
Sandy Hook Exposed.
Sandy Hook Exposed, and it's, a 30-minute video of all the reasons why this was a government set-up thing. And, you know, people do conspiracy theories on, like all the time, on 9/11, you know, George Bush blew up the Twin Towers, you know? But, I mean, I guess it was possible, but does anyone really think that he blew up the Twin Towers? No. But, you know, I mean, with all these conspiracy theories, it's like, they really intrigue you to think that it's real, and you, I don't know, holy fuck, what, is that Barney?
Dude, Brandon, you should turn off
this is seeing a whole new side of
Brandon. You should turn it off for copyright.
Or at least turn it down so your kids can hear it, but we can't.
Mommy! I have to turn it off or we get trouble. Copyright infringements. Mommy! Mommy! Don't tell the truth! Don't believe me! I don't want to care about a purple dinosaur!
Oh my god. That was awesome.
Like
just taste the clicker. Boom! We have to turn it off because of copyright infringements. Oh, that's awesome.
What's up, girl? We're looking fine in a $100 bill, and I'm just saying, tonight, you and me, what's up? Go get nice.
Oh, God. Man, you said, fuck. Oh, that's awesome. I don't even remember what we were talking about. That was just too
There's
funny.
There's a baby there.
The Sandy Hook.
Oh, yeah,
you
the
were
Sandy Hook.
Talking thing. About the video and Sandy Hook.
Yeah, so...
Burrito Lover was dancing half naked. And Jose was just eye-fapping it up.
Gotta make track. Money. But, yeah, the Sandy Hook thing, like, I don't know. It's really believable. But is it... Is it the full truth?
Well, half
no.
Of it. Half of it's true.
The last half is really weird, like how the parents of the kids set up, like, rest in peace, my child, 4 days before the shooting happened. That's kind of fucked up, you know? Like
the part that I found fucked up was that, I guess it was an actor or something, that they were saying that the parent was laughing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that can be conceived in, like, a lot of different ways. Some people grieve by laughing, but, I mean, even that was kind of compelling, like, you know, it's like, less than 24 hours after your daughter
was killed.
Do you
wear dentures?
And you're sitting there laughing. I don't know. That seems suspicious to me, but you should be more aware of stuff if you're going on the internet or television, like, doing an interview... And you're laughing when your kid just died. You know, it kind of seems suspicious, but
child died.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Sandy Hook a lot because it's just like depressing. I don't even watch the news because it's too depressing. I mean, like sometimes I watch it, but I mean the main reason why I don't watch it is just because it's goddamn depressing, like all the fucking time.
So. Iceman, you know what I'm worried about on the news?
What?
The fucking fiscal cliff.
That's definitely not anything you should worry about.
No, it's just the name of it. Fiscal cliff. Don't mind the cliff part.
All right, new topic. Brady, do you have any more would you rather?
Skip no. the topic.
Oh, wait, I have a question.
I have a ton of numbers in the chat, though.
I have a question.
All right.
What is your question?
Everybody has to answer.
All right. Daddy.
Now you have to stick one of these three things in your butt.
Pineapple.
Jesus Christ.
A pineapple, a broken glass bottle, or a whole bowling pin.
You know, I'm a bit of a whore, so I'm gonna fit the bowling pin up there.
Yeah, I'm gonna do like
what,
yeah.
What's worse, the bowling pin or the pineapple, bro?
The pineapple's gonna scratch you up, bro.
Yeah,
you
man.
The pineapple?
So will the bottle. You almost
would,
have to go.
I would jizz a little
you almost
bit,
have
and,
to
like,
go
use it as
pin,
lubricant.
So the bottle's gonna break in there.
Oh, how
so, like,
do
you put
that
it in
out?
There and you like squeeze and then it breaks or like you
piece
put it
by piece, Iceman, piece by piece.
Yeah, okay. The glass was out of the question from the start, and then I was like considering the pineapple, and then I just
what
like
about
picture
a
pineapple in my head, and I'm like, no, that's not going on my butt.
What about a stick with honey and ants on it? Would you do that?
This.
Yes.
I guess I'll go with the what was the options?
The stick with the ants on it.
Besides that, what was the other option?
You got
a glass.
Oh yeah, the bowling pin. The bowling
glass bottle.
Okay, I definitely do the bowling pin.
You guys are crazy. You gotta go with the freaking.
Dude, have you seen a pineapple? Dude, do you want that going up
your
ass?
Dude, no, what I'm telling you, gotta stick it up to where the little leaf part goes in first.
Oh, God, that doesn't make a difference, man. The whole thing has to go in there. Again.
So you get a butt tickle, and then you...
Man, I think the bowling pin is the smoothest, even though it might be the longest. I think it's the smoothest, and it would, I don't know, feel the best. I can't believe I'm saying a bowling pin would feel the best in my ass, but...
Wait, how would you get that in? Would you, like, just, like, and ram it up there?
It must take a lot of practice. I mean, you gotta play for this days in advance. You gotta, like, test objects that are, like, maybe stick your mouse in there.
You stick a mouse in your mouth.
All right. I'm not practicing for this. This is just, like, a one-shot thing. This isn't something... This isn't, like...
So this is, like, someone just sees you on the road, and they're like, yo... I'll pay you like $1 million to stick one of these three things up your ass.
Excuse me, sir, but would you like this free car to stick this bowling pin in your ass?
This is you're just so drunk, you can't even...
No, this is like Joe Dirt trapped in a hole and puts the lotion on his skin or gets the hose in it.
I see what you did there.
So, Jose, you still have to answer this.
A bowling pin.
He says it no remorse.
Yeah, I know. He's like, yeah, man, I might as well just take the bowling pin in my ass.
Whatever.
It's a daily thing for Jose Fury.
Just get it over with.
Burrito, I don't know why you're choosing the pineapple in this situation. You're making the wrong call here, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going burrito. I'm going to stuck
Do you know what a pineapple looks like? Man, it has like thousands of those freaking pointy things on it. It doesn't matter which way you put it in, you're getting scratched.
The pointy things are pointed like this, though. So here's the pineapple, right? The things are pointed right here.
Taking it out would
They're
be
pointed like that, so when you put it in like this, it'll come out and they'll come out smooth. So yeah, it'll hurt like a motherfucker.
So you're getting scratched either way. God damn!
I don't know if any of you guys.
It's either you're getting scratched going in, or you're getting scratched.
But also, you get a butt tickle.
I don't think this is the kind of sensation that you're looking for here, Burrito. I really don't.
Right when it's all the way in, you're like,
get out of here, Mom! You're not out in Houston.
I think the bowling pin is good enough for a fucking tickle in your butt.
I'll put a glass bottle just to be different.
That's fucked up, man. I don't have anything to say about that. That's just fucked.
I'm desperate to be different.
Thanks for creeping up my night. Anyways, do we have another topic? Fuck.
Bowling pins. What can they do to you?
Alright, guys, let's all test. Next week's podcast, we gotta go out and buy ourselves a bowling pin, and we're each gonna test this out on 5 podcast. Alright?
Wait, which one would go first?
I'm pretty sure that's gonna get you canceled. Shut
no,
down.
No, man, we'll do it on Twitch. I don't care if my Twitch gets canceled.
I'm gonna go to a bowling alley, steal a bowling pin, and then show you it.
Alright.
You know, I'll just go buy my daughter like one of those little bowling pins, and I'll just be like, yeah, I totally stole this yellow pin. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'll do.
Oh God.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Don't give your kid back that bowling pin.
No, when I'm done, I'll be like, here, honey, go play.
What the hell?
I mean, I'll put some Purell on it first.
Oh, I know. Yeah, like, damn.
Like, here you go. I'll be like on, what was it, South Park, when Stan's dad was like, Bad Dad. When you got to a fight with Bad Dad or whatever. Yeah, that's me. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, Purell will fix that. You know, you just stick some on there and it's good as new.
Antibacterial, good to go.
That's fucking disgusting, man. Good.
Nah, it's good. Good to
no,
go.
No, I'll put mine through deep wash.
I would burn it.
Right before I stick it up in there, deep wash it.
Oh, to be honest, 100%.
It'll go in there all soapy and shit.
Can we get off the topic of bowling pins in assholes?
No! No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
We're here.
We're here. We're queer.
Sit back,
deal with
relax,
this.
And think about a big giant bowling pin going in your anus.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You better watch out. I mean, PKA got shut down over training. I'm just saying.
Yeah, man.
That guy has a million subscribers, and they shut him down for 2 weeks. Only imagine what they would do to you, buddy.
Oh, shit, we got a badass.
They're reading the transcripts, and they're like, wow, X-Iceman Reborn's topics are really fucked up.
I only have like 60 subscribers, so I'm not. I mean, I'm good. I can start over tomorrow. I'll be okay. They're pretty loyal.
Oh shit. Anyways, new topic.
So.
He said all. Oh. Anyway, new topic. Like it was nothing.
Hey, we can do prank calls. I got like a. You see all those numbers in the chat?
Can you add numbers, or do I have to add them in?
They're all McDonald's.
They're all McDonald's.
You have three. Wait. I didn't think McDonald's still delivered.
We tried this like 2 weeks ago, and it didn't work. So I don't know if it's gonna work.
One.
I don't know if it's gonna work. It'll work.
No, dude. I'm serious. When I was in Bahrain, you could get whatever you wanted. Like one night, I was up for like 30 something hours, and I was starving. I was like, I want 10 Big Macs, and I want them now. And this guy comes up, and then so this like Hercules like cart pulling in Bahrain, gave me my 10 Big Macs, and was like, how do you want to pay? And he was like, cash or charge? And I was like, oh, I have this card. And so he hooked like to his little cart, and he hooked up a freaking machine, and like I swiped it.
They were prepared for you, man.
Yeah. Like,
you like, can, oh, this American.
Anything that you want in Bahrain, they'll bring it to you. See, I'm so serious.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So you're deployed?
Yeah, for a while.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while. I think my dad's still deployed right now.
Where?
Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's where I spent a lot of time there. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait, I have a fucked up story. Wait, okay, my dad came back from his first trip to Iraq, right? And then he came back with all
Jose,
these...
Okay, Jose, that was fucking racist balls. So I do not want people seeing this on my live stream. God damn it.
It's in the chat.
What did you
chicken do? Chicken for everyone. Only
okay,
the
so,
brown
he, so he was going to the bathroom, and big fucking 2-foot paper plate tarantula walked up to him, pulled out a 9mm, shooting to a fucking paper plate. You guys know what a fucking paper plate is, right?
No.
You don't know what a paper plate is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know what that is. Is it like a plane made of paper?
My family only serves on fine china. My mom brought a paper plate one time, and my dad was like, you better go in the kitchen and get a world plate. Yeah. No. He was like, pay. What is this? No. Get back in there. Gonna be okay.
All right, continue.
You get back
on
in there,
story.
And you don't come after you bring me a real plate.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, continue telling your story.
Okay, so I pulled out the 9mm, shot it in the leg. It came closer, and then he had his buddy shoot it in the ass, and then it decided to crawl in the fucking bathroom. Got like a three-man SWAT team to go in there and see what the fuck it was. It was a
is this a retarded spider?
Yes, it's a fucking
retarded spider. Yeah. I mean, you can't kill a retard, man. It takes like a clip or two to kill a retard. I'm so serious. Like, when you see movies where they're like, oh, there are retards involved? If you see a movie like,
Wrong turn. You just lost a retard.
I'm in the house, bring an extra clip.
I'm just saying, if you're going anywhere, if you're going anywhere where Helen Keller and her cousins might be, bring an extra clip. Yes.
Oh God. So that was the story.
Some messed up spider
just ran towards you and you shot.
No, this isn't any other fucking spider. This spider is like,
a camel spider is like legit, they can get like as big as my hand, bro. Like,
yeah.
And like, dude, they like to hide in the shade. They like to hide in the shade during the day. I seen a Marine throw rocks at a camel spider and it tackled him.
Oh.
Like literally like like mobbed him.
Oh my god.
Like, have you ever seen arachnophobia? They're not that big. I mean, they're huge.
I know if
this guy was like, help me. I was like, no.
Man, you just got tackled by a spider. I'm not helping you.
How you feel, son? How you feel?
Like, I jumped on him. It was like the spider was like, 1v1 me, bro.
Come at me.
I'm good. Yeah. Brady, nope. Did you have a story?
What?
How about we all just
like that or like this?
The camera. Is that? Oh, Jenny.
Oh yeah.
Who are you, look Lefty? Way better. Lefty always has his friggin' webcam on his desk, and it's weird. He's always playing. Another episode of
Arnie's coming on. How do I change my my?
No,
picture?
Dude. Lefty has like his like he's like right on his mic like the whole time.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's up, guys? Lefty from 643 Productions, and today I'm gonna talk about Machinima and people leaving Machinima. Should we talk about that? People leaving Machinima?
Nah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
How many people do you think are gonna leave?
I do not think that many people are gonna leave. I mean, yeah, there's gonna be people leaving just because they'll get better contracts. They're gonna get better contracts that are gonna get them more money, but in all seriousness, no companies out there. There's little to no networks out there that they give the same support Machinima does.
Dude, I heard Curse was a $3 CPM straight across the board.
Yeah, but the thing is, do they have as good a support? Like, if I was to contact Machinima right now, say we got like a strike on my channel for talking about
Barney.
Broken bottles in your asshole. Say that happened, and then I contacted Machinima. They would respond to me within a day or two. I don't know any more networks.
Yeah, but
if you contacted Social Blade, it would take them what, 2 weeks?
They wouldn't even do anything about it. They have so many people backed up. So, like, even if you have like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 subs, they won't give a fuck about you.
Yeah,
they've got 500 more people with 100 subs ready to come take your place with subs and views.
Yeah, so I do like Machinima, but
Machinima, yeah, they have just as many people waiting at their doorstep ready to get partnered by them, but they at least can take the people and say, hey, we can take you, we can make sure that you have your channel for a long time. And then have stupid shit taking it down.
I'm actually kind of glad that Iceman got that strike on his last channel.
Yeah, because but I would have ended up...
Why would you want to be partnered with Social Blade, though?
Well, to a lot of people, it's like the first thing that happens, right? You know, you check out your Social Blade and it says, apply for partner. And the typical person would be like, oh, nice, partnership, money, apply. You know, and now it's like I could have went with a Social Blade partnership on this channel, but at that point I was like, why not just wait and get a better one with Machinima, with more support? Like, if something happens to my channel, I know that I've got people behind me that are will actually attempt to work at it. I know, like, when shit happens, you know, stuff happened, and I don't even know what
shit
your channel
happened.
Got. Yeah, shit happened there. I mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Someone attacked your channel or something.
Well, dude, they worked really hard to get my channel back. That's true.
And that's
channel.
The kind of dedication that
the same thing that happened to Keemstar. Someone like flagged a bunch of his videos.
The
same thing that happened
to
Keemstar's drama wire got shut down. It was the same thing.
Join. So apparently he's not even allowed to make a new.
No.
So. I mean,
yeah.
I know people.
But people are
like
flagging his videos. Is like
I know.
Is he getting DDoS right now?
Yeah, I get DDoS. What the fuck?
Yeah, all I heard was
robot voices. Just barely. I was like, motherfucker.
You're like, yeah. DJ Keemstar's getting.
Oh shit.
Anyways, carry on.
Iceman, you look like Justin Bieber.
No, man. I'm not Justin Bieber.
Iceman right now reminds me of the guy from The Walking Dead, Shane.
Jose, you remind me of that guy from Superbad.
Brady reminds me of the Chucky doll.
Oh, fuck!
He does, yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Is that a challenge?
I'll whip my dick out right now.
All right, Machinima, remember never to partner Brandon Ice's channel, goddammit.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to whip it out.
So, yeah, I mean, shit happened with Brandon's channel, and that sucks. But, yeah, you know, I mean, he's still producing content, and I'm pretty sure everyone else who has a decent-sized channel, if they got shut down, they would obviously start again just because they enjoy making YouTube videos. I'm pretty sure if Woody's Gamertag got shut down, he wouldn't go and get a job at McDonald's and stop doing YouTube.
Well, he would. He loves McDonald's.
He loves McDonald's. He'll go get it.
I heard the Twitter, there's, like, a whole bunch of people tweeting out, and there's, like, people saying, oh,
gives a fuck about their tweets.
People that
I care about my tweets.
Machinima.
Well, FearCrads is getting a 66% CPM drop. Do you know how big that is?
Damn.
That's a lot. That's more than half.
That's 66%.
That is 66%
is 66%. I mean, how many subs is there? No way. I don't know. He has quite a bit.
I haven't checked his channel in like forever.
One of Machinima's biggest networks left him. PewDiePie left.
Yeah,
I know.
Because, I think what happened is, there's been, like, a lot of rumors about what's happening with Machinima, but I'm pretty sure that Google was, like, they made the new YouTube app to put ads on it so that they could, you know, get ad revenue from YouTube, from the YouTube app on iPhone. But they said that they were going to implement ads, so Machinima was like, okay, so now we can start paying our partners for mobile views. And so they were paying these guys like Woody, FearCrad, Syndicate, and PewDiePie for mobile views when they weren't getting any money because there's no ads on the mobile views yet. There's none, you know, and Machinima was told that, yeah, by Google, like, yeah, we'll get ads up on the mobile devices, and they're not getting paid. So basically they're paying people for views that aren't earning Machinima any money. So they're basically just fucking themselves. You know?
That sounds like a talent. I'm trying to do that. Tonight.
Fuckers, I'm getting coffee.
I'm going to tell my wife, who needs you? What I'm going to do?
So, I'm pretty sure that's what happened with Machinima. And I think that the goal right when you start YouTube is to get with Machinima. Everyone knows who Machinima is. But will that change now? I don't know. Is getting a 66%.
You're talking
CPM
like that
drop.
White guy from like an Area 51 documentary that's like, will it change? Will it turn into an evil area?
Will Machinima change?
Will it turn
You'll
into
You'll find out right after the break.
Satan is parking lot.
Perhaps. We gotta think though, with small channels like ours, Machinima's giving you like a big opportunity to actually get in a big network and get yourself known.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then
I mean, I'm really happy to be with Machinima, you know, like, they're a great network. If something goes wrong, I can approach them with it. If something's wrong with my live stream, I can approach them.
They actually send you an email pretty quick. Yesterday
exactly.
I sent them an email.
They have a whole support team. That's the other thing I like about Machinima. They have, like, a high-class office with people working for you. You know, it's not like Social Blade where they have like 4 or 5 people in a mini office building. You know, it's not like that. They have a full office devoted to helping their partners, and that's what I like about them.
I sent them an email like yesterday, and then 4 hours later they send me an email back. So
yeah, they're pretty quick. So
yeah,
or maybe
there's a billion
like
ways
better.
To like Machinima. I think it's maybe a good network like still. But, I mean, I haven't been affected yet. Will I be affected? Probably not. I'm not going to pay for mobile views. And I don't think anyone under 100K is getting paid for mobile views at the moment with any network. So
if anybody asks me what would happen to Iceman in, like, 1 year, all I'm hearing is, drama alert, Iceman does this and that. Mm.
I don't plan on getting
fuck
into
fuck is a drama
anymore.
Alert.
Yeah.
Personally, I think you're going to get pretty big. I don't know.
Yeah, you say that about a lot of people, but the thing is, like, it's hard to get noticed on YouTube nowadays, and that's not the goal for me. It's not to be like, oh, I want to get 1 million subscribers, you know, that's not the goal. Obviously, I want to get subscribers. It's fun entertaining people, but
I don't want to sound
like a money whore, like, oh, I need, like,
you're a whore,
subs, you know?
You have a dick.
Like, I
and
mean,
you
people,
use it.
People think now because I have a Machinima partnership that I'm like rolling in YouTube money, and that's not the case, really. Like, I haven't, like,
dude, I know a guy who bots his views, and he's only gotten one check.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. I mean, like, the money just isn't for people who say these smaller channels are just in it for the money. No, I have 300 subscribers with 30,000 video views. Do you think I'm rolling in YouTube money? No.
Hey, oh yeah,
definitely not. Oh, man.
Brandon,
like, what's up?
When you were with Machinima, did you get your paycheck from them?
No!
Or did you get shut down? Oh, okay.
I got shut down, but I still got a check.
Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't big.
How much?
Well, it has to be over $100, bro, to get your check, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, I don't know, dude. I got anywhere from like a little over 10,000 views in like that small time that I was partnering. So, it wasn't like a ton of money, but it was a decent amount of money.
I mean, yeah, that's like, I mean, yeah. You have a family. You can, what will that money buy you? Like a pizza? I don't know. Like,
It'll get my daughter some diapers, and then it'll get my wife out of my house for a little bit, so she can go buy some shoes or something. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to make you some money.
Is she listening? But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. It's an extra $100 that you didn't have before, and I don't know. It seems, and I mean, why not get paid for what you like doing? And you know,
it could buy me like a college book.
Yeah. See, there you go. It can be useful for anything. You just gotta find ways to use it.
Or a box of condoms, so I don't have another kid. Who knows?
Oh, your kid's gonna be poking holes in them like, I want a brother and sister.
I wish you would. It'd be like that bus driver episode all over again. You going to jail now? I'm actually gonna make a spread shirt, and that's gonna be one of the shirts. You going to jail now? It's gonna be this black dude and this lady just falling back.
I'm gonna buy that.
Now that I said it, there's gonna be like five little assholes open up a spread shirt tomorrow.
Yeah, in your name. You're not going to be able to get that name.
Oh, no, I already opened it, so it's good. Okay, I just haven't made any shirts.
You little trolls out there. Yeah, make that shirt. I will totally buy that, you know.
You're going to jail now. I'm putting on hoodies and everything.
Oh, yeah, man. A hoodie with you're going to jail now. I'll totally rep that shit.
Yep. And the headline of the shirt is going to be Nice Guys Finish Last. Yes.
Saying as your name
and
is
it's gonna
Brandon
be a picture
Nice.
Of a girl just like smiling. It's gonna be a picture of a girl just smiling.
Okay, how much is this shirt gonna cost?
No, it's gonna be a picture. It's gonna be a picture of a girl smiling like a with your face in with Nice Guys Finish Last.
Yeah. See, I want a Beast Mode podcast shirt with Burrito dancing naked, cropped on the
oh,
shirt.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna so make that now.
I think it's a little too blurry though. Do you think it'll come out all right?
No, you do it again. Do it again.
I'll do like a high def camera and
record it. Yes.
No, just take a picture. Just take a picture of it. Like,
I think that we should fight some guy that can do like cartoons that are not too good but okay.
Not too good but okay.
So you don't want the best in video entertainment. You want.
He wants. Why do you always have to question me?
Because
you make it easy
to
horny for you, bitch.
You make it easy to question you. Why?
Yes, exactly. God, Jose, step up your game.
It snowed in Texas, and like people in Texas lose their fucking mind when it gets cold. If there's snow on the ground,
I gotta wear my hat. No, dude.
There's like
Utah drivers beat you. Utah people, they beat you. It's like it's barely snowing, like not even sticking yet, and they're like driving like 5 miles an hour, like oh shit, it's the end of the world.
Dude, there were like 1,000,005 people at Walmart yesterday, and they were like, oh my god, I gotta buy soup and chili. I'm like, the fucking snow is melting. And then I'm driving home, and this old-ass lady's like, her fucking car is barely even moving, bro. She's like, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. I'm like honking the horn, and she's like rolling her window down like, it's snowing. And I'm like, bitch, the snow is melting. I'm just like.
Yeah, like seriously, here there's like ice on the snow. Like it snowed, and since we live in like a freaking bucket, it just stays in our freaking floor. And so we drive around, there's like 50 cars on the side of the road. And I mean, that's reasonable to be scared as fuck then, but.
Well, I live in Canada,
frickin' so. Freaking people flip the fuck out.
People don't really flip out here as much. They're just like, they just kind of accept the snow.
Well, yeah,
we have no snow on the ground right now. Like, we...
What?
Is, I know, right? We had a bunch of snow.
You live in Canada and you don't have snow?
We had a white Christmas. Dude, I'm telling you, global warming's coming. I'm telling you, man. We're in... What's the date? January 16th. There's no snow on the ground in Canada? Are you kidding me? It's grass outside. I mean, it's been damn...
I'm back. There's snow here.
There's snow in Texas.
I love the snow. I wish it was snowing, but...
Proof that Satan lives.
Brandon, fight me in Call of Duty.
Fight who? Alright, let's go. Let's stream it. Stream that shit.
Alright. I'd probably lose you told like, me the to. Heartbeat.
Let's go.
Dude, if I was Woody in that instance, I would have been like, because you told me to, dumbass.
Dude, I know Woody is not that calm. Like, I've watched like almost every PKA. Maybe there's one that got by me. And like some PKAs, you can see like Woody can be like an asshole.
If you stare into his eyes.
Have you seen that video on Sandy Ravage's live stream in Minecraft 2 where he flips out on Wings? Because Wings was being a douche to him. He's like, hey, everyone in the lobby, look at Woody's score. And because he was on a Sandy Ravage live stream, it was like a really fucking big live stream, right? So Wings is like, hey, everyone, look at Woody's score. He's at the bottom of the scoreboard. And there was a few seconds of dead silence, and then Woody's like, fuck you, Wings. You're a fucking asshole. And he just went on. Just type it in, like, Woody's gamertag rages at Wings of Redemption.
I'm gonna fucking watch that shit now. He just got me.
Yeah. He's like, fuck you, Wings.
Wait, we must say happy birthday to, hold on.
Who?
Notion.
Frank Zamboni. He created the ice skating rink.
Hey guys, I got this lotion. I'm gonna watch some.
Okay, that's enough.
All right.
And
I'll see you in about 5-10 minutes. You know?
Right after lotion, it's like
more like 2.5, bitch.
you're setting a record.
Yeah.
All right.
I gotta save my stamina for my life. Lotion. Yeah.
I have the video ready to watch after this.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's really short, but it's funny. It's well worth it.
I'm short.
In every way, if you know what I mean.
That's what she says.
Wait. This is a question you'll get 99.9% wrong.
How long is your cock?
2.5 inches.
Warren Slanger, baby.
Okay, how old do you think I am?
4.
I don't know. If I guess the answer right, you're probably going to say it's wrong because your name is YouTube Troller.
Okay, well, Burrito knows my age.
I don't. Oh, it's 15.
Anyone else?
Same.
Get pound.
It's 13.
What?
Suck my D.
You're 13? Fuck.
Liar!
So all of your friends are like, hey, man, want to go to the park?
And exactly.
Like, fuck you, you little
I'm like,
head.
My
I'm
balls have
going to go
No way, I'm 14.
Girlfriend.
I'm 14. Remember that gun range at the B-Day, or B-Day at the gun range. I had my 14th birthday
Jose,
at the gun range.
Jose, I know that's you. I can tell the look at your face.
Silence! I kill you!
I kill you! Alright,
me and Brandon are the only ones here who have ever shot a gun. Period.
I've shot a person, too.
Silence! I kill you! You should talk about that. That's awesome. Well, I don't know if it's awesome.
How do you feel?
Okay, so I went to the gun range.
I felt exhilarating.
I had a choice between three guns, a 22 rifle, a 9mm, and a 40 cal. The 40 cal had a smaller pistol size, but I had no fucking idea how big the caliber was, so I decided to shoot that shit first. It's a 40 cal. Brandon, I should know about that.
I decided to shoot that
I'm
bitch.
So out of the league in Canada.
Decided to shoot that. So then I shot the 9mm. I was like, really? I was shooting the bigger caliber first. And I was like, this is sexual. Let me get the 40 again.
Yeah, the most I've come to shooting people is in paintball. There was a group of like 5-year-olds in the back, and me and my friends just kind of proud of them. You know how you're supposed to say mercy? Well, we didn't do that. We just kind of shot them a lot. So, you know, yeah, that's the closest I've been to shooting somebody. We didn't even yell mercy. They just put their hands up and we
shot them.
Yeah.
Dude, I mobbed on this fat kid in Virginia. Like, the military used to play paintball on Sunday, and this guy brought his kid. And you know when you go out, you hold your gun up or whatever? This fat kid kept shooting me, man.
I would just turn around.
He thought it was funny, man. My homeboy had like an automatic Tippmann, but it was like a sniper paintball gun. That fucker, man, we got him out and just laid out on his ass while he was walking out. He was crying. He was like, I was sitting in this bunker fucking laughing my ass off. We had like that paintball grenade that you throw it, that hits him and blows up. I was just like, motherfucker. I was like, I came out of the bunker. I was like, fuck you, kid. Man, he cried and his dad took him home. That was the end of that.
The end.
Yeah. They never brought him back.
That's what you get for shooting me when I'm out, goddammit.
He never came back on military day at all. Kind of sad. Not really.
Oh, come on, son. Don't you want to go this time? No!
No, I don't. Have you seen the bruises on my stomach?
I still have bruises.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
They had those paintball like rocket launchers too. I never got to shoot one of those.
I've never shot one of those. It was pretty epic though. I want to build a paintball tank and just drive it into my nearest paintball.
A wooden RPG killed a man. Oh, that is cool. Bad idea.
A paintball RPG. Look at Jose. Speaking of McDonald's, that boy.
Oh, I thought that was a crack mic.
Bring McDonald's. Yeah, Brandon, I heard that you ordered those 10 burgers, and I just had to go order some for myself.
Yeah.
Just had to go get it.
Hell yeah.
10 Big Macs? Oh, that's me.
I was like, you ate 10, I'll take 12. Carl, supersize yourself. Go ahead. Have fun.
Be that way.
Burrito, you got any would-you-rathers?
No. Oh, wait, I have one. Okay. Wait, I totally have one. This is from an app I got. It's called Adult Would You Rather.
Okay, so...
Would you rather have sex on a live television or have sex in the church?
I don't want to go outside and get struck by lightning, so I'm going to say me and the people watching on TV are going to put on a show. I'll go with MacGruber. I'll put a piece of lettuce in my butt while I do it.
No, man, you gotta go with the bowling pin. Lettuce.
No. I'll just put the hairy piece of the pineapple in there and be like,
It's turned from a would you rather to a fucking McDonald's order.
Look at Jose. He acts like he's not even eating.
Yeah, Jose's like...
You hear him.
Oh.
Hey, what's that white stain on your face? Why'd you go off the camera, Jose? What's that right there? Is that how you paid for that McDonald's?
Oh, shit.
He spilled. he collects his jizz, and then he tries to drink it, and it, I don't know, he just lost it all the time.
What is that? Your sperm
jizz
cup.
Ice cream.
That's jizz.
See what I mean? He jizzes and then puts it in the freezer.
That's my splooge. What are you talking about?
His parents are like, Jose, what's this? And he's like, nothing.
Oh no, I'm a future baby sister.
That's the nice guy antidote.
Jose, how would you feel if that were to actually happen?
I'd
can't
to
even
die.
Respond. He's just what? No.
Would you not talk about it at all and just keep smoking weed?
Yes.
Sense made.
Oh yeah.
Glad to see your sexy face.
Seems liquid.
Liquid.
I'm legit.
Wait. I am the only one here that knows about the number one troll. I mean, the first troll ever.
No. The first troll ever was when Adam showed Eve his penis.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Shit. You just now got it.
Know. 5 seconds later, he's like, got it.
I get it now.
Oh, God.
I can't see.
Rita, are you wearing the same shirt? Out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
I'm not one for wearing different kinds of shirts. I just go to the same store and buy like 100 of them.
Nah, liar. That's the same shirt.
Yep.
So, Burrito, do you have any would-you-rathers since YouTube trollers...
Drop it, bitch. Fucked. What?
I said, do you have any would-you-rathers?
Wait, you said something
would you rather
about YouTube
trolling? Yeah, here, look at my little thing. All right. Would you rather eat chocolate pudding that tastes like shit?
Yeah.
Or shit two that girls, tastes one like cup. Chocolate pudding?
Oh, two girls, one cup.
Would Wait, you what, rather watch two girls, one cup, or one that cup, two word. Men?
All right, I'm going to go with the food that tastes like pudding.
Okay, what was the second option?
Watch one cup, two men.
No, not the fuck. What was the second option? Is Burrito alive? I told you not to freaking smoke all that weed before the show, god damn it. You were supposed to save it till after.
Damn it.
Damn it, you're wasted tonight.
What?
Why you hide your face?
Hey, weren't we gonna prank call somebody?
No.
Yeah, we should do that. Well, we'll see if it works, I guess. I don't know if it will or not. Do I have to put in the numbers, or... I guess I should probably...
I go get my phone. I call
look retarded.
I thought you were trying to look like Bane for a second. I was
kind
of scared.
Hey, what number should I call?
I look like I'm gonna need 30 bullets to kill my ass.
Brady, what number should I call?
Which no, you one need an these? Extra clip. You look hella retarded.
Oh, shit, it's Bane. Pack an
Burrito,
extra
Burrito, what one of these am I calling?
Pack an extra mag. You better punch him in that freaking thing on his face.
Pack an extra.
Any of them. They're all the same.
They're all McDonald's?
Yeah.
They're McDonald's?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
So, Brandon, you want this one?
I'll try it. I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah, let's see how many I don't times know if it'll actually work or not.
Before they'll notice that we're all together.
No, you got to mute your mic, obviously. Don't just go in there like...
Hey, hold on.
Voice is talking. Cause
all right, let's prank call this McDonald's.
Hell yeah, I'm going to mute my mic.
Okay, what do I do?
Is the Iceman going to shut down for prank calls?
Yeah, only on Twitch. Actually, we did get shut down on Twitch for that.
Yeah.
It's kind of... Anyways.
Well, right,
everyone's... Okay, everyone's got to mute your mic now. It's calling.
No!
Okay, so the stream can hear me, but the call won't be able to. Your shit. Is anything happening?
Sixteen, McDonald's trying to speaking.
Hello?
Hello?
Sir? So I'm so hungry. I weigh 455 pounds, and they got me on a diet. And my grandmama, she said if I called y'all, she would come pick up the food. And can I make my order? And sir, I'm so hungry. Come on, hello. Come on, man. I weigh 400 pounds, man. Motherfucker. They hung up, but...
He hung up on you. He didn't even respond. He was just like, hello? And you were like yeah, man, I weigh 400 pounds. And he's like...
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That was...
This dude just hung
up
on me. Wow.
Oh, he left the group.
Yeah, he just hung up on you, man. He was like, fuck this guy.
Wow, dude. What? Dude hung up on me.
Yeah, he did.
Bitch.
douchebag. Alright, I'll try a different one.
Burrito lover's taking a bite picture.
Biting shit happens.
Alright, you guys ready? Meet your mics.
Uh-huh.
Hey, check the live stream in the description of my new video. And you'll hear it. You'll see the plot. You'll see it. Check it! Check it!
Alright, mute your mics.
Yeah. Hello, McDonald's.
Yes, ma'am. Can I place an order for pickup? I'm so hungry. Dang, McDonald's don't play!
It's like, nope. Nope. I've been too many of these.
Are they still on the call?
Motherfucker.
I don't think they're on the call.
Oh.
Who the hell are you to mean, motherfucker?
Are any of you gonna stay on? I just, like, hang up.
Yeah, look in the description of my new video. Hey, call Church's Chicken or somebody where you can, like McDonald's.
Well, you gotta give me a number. I don't know.
Alright, one second.
Just put it in the chat when you get it.
I'm gonna go to ask.com and look up Taco Bell numbers.
Church's Chicken.
That's up to your area, bro. Just Church's Chicken people are dangerous. Fucking kill you.
This one's right down the street.
No, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, watch. Someone will find out his address and then...
Or maybe they know you.
Oh, no, it's not really...
That was going to be a text for you one time. That text right there. It's a pun. No, I decided not to. It's all retarded looking.
Better get on the computer.
Better get on your computer.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm going to go on my phone. I'll be back.
It's on YouTube. It's on another channel.
All right. Everyone mute your mics. Here we go.
Yeah, you better hurry. Be quiet.
All right. So, the stream can hear me. Call Cam.
Church is taking MLP.
Oh, what a friend we have in G. Oh, girl, don't you feel the Holy Spirit when you think about church? Woo! Hey, so I got a question. What kind of chicken y'all got? Hello?
I'm sorry?
Ma'am, I'm just wondering. I'm hungry, and I just want to know, y'all got any hot chicken ready? Because I ain't trying to spend $2 in gas driving over there, and y'all ain't got no chicken ready.
We do.
Y'all got some mac and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got them jalapeno peppers? Because I'm starving.
Yes, sir.
Okay, girl, now... You just called me sir, but I'm in the process of transformation. I'm about to be a woman, so I'm going to need you to call me ma'am through the entirety of this conversation.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Now, if I make my order right here on the phone, can I pick it up when I get there?
That's fine.
Okay, and I heard that y'all be having mass in the back, and I'm just trying to pick some chicken up, get some holy water, get a blessing, and then roll out and shoot some fools, because I know God going to forgive me. What's up?
Okay, so you want like a number one or something?
No, girl. I want the whole bucket, and I want some holy water with everything that comes along with my forgiveness, because I'm coming to churches to get chicken and caps and fools. What's up?
I'm sorry.
Now, I just got this fake bra, and it's got these two little like fake booby things, and I just want to hit somebody right in the face with it after I get my chicken. So do you volunteer for that?
No.
Ma'am, I promise you, it ain't assault if you say it's okay.
No.
Alright, so, you gonna give me the chicken or what?
You can order and then pay for it.
Alright, I want them jalapeno peppers on the side. I want the gravy on the side, too. I'm telling you, if you mess up my order, I'm going to go pop the trunk.
Mashed potatoes with gravy on the side?
Yes, ma'am. Mashed potatoes, the gravy on the side. I want to put my potatoes in there, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I want that spicy chicken. I need the jalapeno peppers with the spicy chicken. I need Jesus to be in the back to give me my blessing.
Okay, one hot jalapeno and a spicy chicken, right?
You ain't say nothing about Jesus. What's going on? Is he gonna be in the back?
Yes.
If you lying to me, you cannot lie to the customer. Is this? You better get it like Burger King. The customer, I'm gonna have it my way.
Are you the girl that comes all the time?
Yes, ma'am. I am the girl. See, I like what you're doing now. I told you about my transformation. You ain't call me sir. You call me ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. And I got my wig, too. I'm going to have that on, and it's going to be braided up the back. And the middle of it is dyed pink, so you know that Shaniqua is going to be all up in there, girl. Ooh. I'm going to tell you right now. So, how long is it going to take you? I want that chicken to be hot.
You want it fresh, fresh, fresh?
Yes, ma'am. I want that chicken to be so fresh that it be smelling like two sexy dudes up at the club just looking real, real good.
Oh, mama.
Yeah. I want that chicken to have its chest oiled up. I want that bird to be looking real, real good because Shaniqua going to... I'm going to eat that all up.
Leg and thigh?
Girl, I just told you I want them two breasts greased
up. Oh, two breasts, my bad.
Yes, ma'am. I want him to look like he's on steroids, too. Give me six pieces. I want the big pieces. Right
now. Okay, that'll be like a 12-minute wait. Is that okay?
That girl, it's going to take me that long to get there because I weigh like 350 pounds and my driveway is pretty, pretty long. And I'm just saying that it's going to be a long walk there. But when I get there, I want that bird to be hot. I want it to be steaming, and I want it to be good. I'm telling you right now, girl. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, if this chicken ain't good, I'm going to snatch your ball, girl. Snatch your ball.
I'll put it down right now, okay?
I'll wait till after my transformation, so I ain't got to hit no girl. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going for you. You better play. Okay.
Alrighty. I'll see you here then.
Thank you. I'm going to be there soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Dude, that was great.
Dude, in Texas, people are nice, bro. I don't know where that number was.
You did any of that stuff on the phone here, dude? You freaking get smacked in the butthole.
Man, I couldn't stop laughing. That was so fucking funny. Like, I would have just hung up on you, but you're like going on with this transformation and how you're going to get her first. She was like, so, that's two breasts, yeah. Did he take in your order? What the fuck?
Dude, in Texas, people are so much nicer. And she was like, she didn't mention Jesus in the back. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're like, and I want Jesus in the back. And she's like, so that's the full bucket? And you're like, no, you're not saying nothing about Jesus. I want Jesus.
I can't do this on my shirt. Yeah, dude.
I wonder what she wrote down on that fucking piece of paper.
Man, she probably drew like a couch with a psycho doctor, someone with a gun to their hand. I don't even know, man.
Oh, God. That was fucking funny.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Who else should prank call?
I don't know. Can you top that? Holy fuck. I couldn't stop laughing through that entire thing.
I think this might be the best beast mode that we had so far.
I don't know, man. I can't stop laughing over these fucking...
Hey, let's prank call a Burger King.
Oh, we can unmute Tyler now. Is he muted or no?
That's,
He started laughing, so Brady muted him. I was about to mute him, but... Oh, I guess I just muted him. Is he there? Hello? Tyler? Hello? Whatever. I guess I'll just leave him. Anyways...
I swear you said I could have him my way. Dude, I'm just prank call Burger King and just be like, girl, you sound so, or it could be a dude, be like, what's up, dog? You want to make love? And he's like, no, be like, your slogan is, I can have it my way. What's up?
Well, if you've got a number you want me to call, I'll put it in. You just got to put it in the chat.
Nah, dude. I go to the Burger King a lot. My daughter likes the fries there. I don't really want to get stabbed through the window. Be like, who that mother? Oh, I'm good. Yeah, what's up?
Are you that guy who is that woman going through that transformation and shit?
Funny thing is, I'm gonna go get chicken from that place tomorrow.
You should go right now and just be like, yeah, I'm the chick that,
No, dude, that's way on the other side of town. No, I'm not. It's not that serious. That's good.
Man, it'll take me 12 minutes to get there. I'm like 350 pounds. Oh, man, I was laughing so much. Oh, shit.
Hey, dude.
Oh, now we can hear Tyler.
Nom
nom.
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 Nom. Take that off real quick.
No.
It's already 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock where I am.
Hey girl, I heard you were selling that booty. That's what I would say if I ever prank called a hooker. I heard you were selling that booty. Trying to buy that.
Yeah. Hold on. Here's some two fast food jokes. Do you work at Subway? Could you give me a foot long?
We'll see where that gets you. All right.
If that was me telling that joke, I'd be like, you're giving me a 6-inch. What's up? She'd be like, stop lying. All right, 3 inches.
Giving me a quarter of an eighth of a foot long. That's damn straight.
I thought you said you had two fast food jokes. You said one.
Oh, right.
I thought you said you had... That's only one.
One, bitch. Tell me another joke.
No. This is what I came here for. I invited you on the show for.
I invited you for your jokes. Not for your love.
Tell me a funny fucking joke now.
Is your ass from McDonald's loving it?
I told my wife like the other day. I was like, "Girl, you must be from Tennessee because you're the only 10 I see." She was like, "Get out of here, cheese!"
And you're the only 3 that I see. Get the fuck out!
Said, "Girl, your daddy must have been a meat burglar. It looked like somebody stole 2 fine hams and shoved it down the back of your dress." Well, what the hell just happened? Like in your shit.
Oh dear. Gary. What has just happened? Smells like shit. I wonder.
You muted me!
No!
No.
I can't hear your shit.
Who muted you?
Me?
Well, this is awkward. Brady? How do we break the silence with a wooden?
My name's Brady, I'm Boner.
My name's Brady. I have a big fucking boner.
My name's Lefty from 643 Productions, and
my name is Lefty.
Can you hear me?
Even though that dude's a righty.
My name is
PewDiePie. Oh my god.
Oh shit.
The silence quickly got changed.
PewDiePie. I'm gonna call
PewDiePie. We're back to silent. What the fuck is going on here?
Silence.
Trying to make us laugh.
Okay, here's one thing. Does anyone here watch porn?
No.
I don't, never mind.
What's
I know the answer.
Yes.
I meant hentai, my bad. Just, you know, putting that out there. You know, I just want to put that out there. But, you know, whatever. You know, if you don't, you don't.
Dude, shut up.
What?
What the fuck?
I didn't even hear, that doesn't even sound like Jose. You're just like, shut up. Someone just joined
I think Jose
podcast.
Watched
dude, that did it. Not sound like Jose at all.
I exactly. I'm like, who joined the podcast?
No.
Me too.
Jose's face came up, and I'm like, no.
No fucking Jose. Way.
No.
Dude, shut
what
up.
What the fuck?
I love you.
I'm looking for a would you rather.
Just fucking buy the app.
So much silence.
I'm not buying an app for Woody
so much Adams. Jose. It's fucking.
I kill you.
No, we're trying to get out of silence. That worked. He was making that the whole time that we were fucking...
Oh, that's gotta be it. That's why I wasn't talking. That's gotta be our friggin' thumbnail for this episode.
Fuck yeah. Hey, hey, I have custom thumbnails, but, like, I'm not partnered with anyone.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm too lazy to make them.
Wait, you should make a recording of that. Just you and that, and then going like that.
You should just do a video like that with like some hippie music in the back. That's what I sound like when I finish.
No, I sound like this.
I wish our floor wasn't here. And he's
definitely... Hey, what's up, homie?
I wish he was.
What's up, homie?
Come on, people.
I'm looking for a good would you rather, but there's no good ones over here.
Oh, I got a good one.
I have another fucking,
Kill one, bang one, or marry one. Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, and Britney Spears. I'll kill Britney Spears. Just like, I'll be like, I'm crazy. Shoot her right in the head. Yeah. Actually, I'll just kill them all.
One bang.
Yeah. You know what? I will kill not do bitch. Nicki Minaj. Have kill you seen how fake? How fake do you think Nicki Minaj is? Man, every single video she's in, she's like the fakest ass, the fakest boobs ever. I mean, like, it's noticeable.
Why are you looking like, there, you dirty perv?
Oh, I look.
Who can't look there, man? They're like, it's like three.
Wait, while you're busy looking at that, I'm busy looking at her fucking zombie lip.
At her whore mouth. What are you looking at, you little whore?
Are you dirty?
Hey, where do I put numbers for Pizza Hut?
Well, I said in the chat, why do you want to hit,
This is a number for Pizza Hut for
Yo, you just gotta give
California.
Me a number.
Give me a number,
guys.
So who wants to prank call me?
Oh, Brandon got something in his mouth.
Yeah. I made some homemade mac and cheese. That shit is fire.
Fucking hell.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You got that chicken. No, you got that chicken from across town.
I just cooked my own chicken.
There it is.
Dude, when I stay across town, it's like almost a 20-minute drive to get over there.
No, man, you ordered those 10 Big Macs.
You ordered them.
Dude, that was when I weighed like 180 pounds. I could eat 10 Big Macs and not have a heart attack. I weigh at 215 now. Hey, if I eat 10 Big Macs, I would die. I'll be like, ah.
Yeah, that feels so good.
Really
all right, so who wants to prank call this number?
No.
What is it? What is it? I'll do that.
I don't know. Tyler, what is it?
I just put it inside the chat.
I know, but like, what is this? Is
holy
it, like,
shit. It's Pizza Hut in California.
Yes! Pizza Hut!
All right,
yeah.
So who's taking this?
Yeah, I don't
me.
Know much about Pizza Hut.
By me, I mean
who
him.
Said me?
It was Brandon.
No, my lips didn't even move, dickhead.
Well, somebody's got to take this. Mute your mics.
I'll take it, yeah.
Fine.
And be all a man like a black motherfucker.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. If you're calling to place a new order, please press 1.
Ah, shit, I don't know how to
do this. To change, cancel, or check on an order you've already placed, press 2.
Para español o pima ocho.
Beep! Calling about employment opportunities,
beep mode
please visit
podcast.
Us at dot.pizzahut.com.
Fucker.
I mean, Pizza Hut's... Hey, Iceman.
Thanks for calling Pizza Hut.
Okay.
If you're calling to place a new order,
fuck,
please press 1.
I don't know about
to change, cancel,
one.
Or check on an order you've already placed, press 2. Para español o prima ocho. If you're calling about employment opportunities, please visit us at dot.pizzahut.com.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Can I
if you're still on the line, press any key to repeat the...
Speak to a human.
Yeah, we couldn't,
Okay, let's try this one.
Okay,
yo,
we can't
Ice
call
man,
Pizza
Ice
Hut.
Man, you're showing who you're calling.
Not anymore.
Duh.
Not anymore.
It's too late. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I know. The only reason why I brought it up is because we couldn't call it anyways. If someone wants
nothing
to prank call it, go
really
ahead.
Don't.
Hashtag Beast Mode Podcast.
Holy shit, that's a voice of a... Beast Mode
Lord. Tell me.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right, man. You got the spot.
It's all right.
Oh, Jose. Oh. Fuck. What are you doing, man?
Well, that's
come
not
on.
Nice.
That's not nice.
They said that William Hung dude could sing.
She bangs. She bangs.
All right. Is the number in there that I'm calling?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are you sure you want to call another Pizza Hut?
I'm sure. Me and Pizza Hut have some deals to go through.
If this doesn't work, then...
It's not gonna work.
Yeah, Pizza Hut gave me an extra large pizza with
I'll
no cheese.
Them. I'll prank. All right, them.
We'll see if this works.
All right, who's got it? Oh yeah,
nigga.
All right.
No.
Now we're making bacon.
Mute your mics. There you go.
Who's all going? Right. I did.
What the fuck?
Oh, come on!
Who's going?
I would have been it.
They're probably closed. That might be the problem.
California?
Yeah, it's in California. It's like 6 o'clock over there.
Yeah, well, dude. Then the Pizza Hut employees are just plain lazy.
They're like, fuck you guys.
They're like Walmart.
Oh, it's called Walmart. Fuck.
Alright. Someone put in a number for Walmart in the chat.
Okay, hold on. Oh, shit. Okay, okay, that's...
Alright, I'll call that.
Iceman takes a shower with a rubber ducky.
That's you, Jose, that's you.
I take a bath with a rubber condom.
Dude, I actually know a lot about Walmart because I used to work there.
Oh, shit. Nice. So you know about that produce pussy?
No, I don't know anything about that.
You have sex on the produce, don't you, you dirty bastard?
Nah, I used to do it in the animal what aisle are with we, the beta fishes. I'd be like, what's up?
Brandon, when you first got it in, you probably felt like this.
Oh my god, Jose, stop it with the fucking...
We did it. Hallelujah. Yes, great. All right, who's taking this?
I was more Brandon. Like, yes, Lord.
Brandon, you're taking this?
All right, I'll do it.
All right.
I was just like, no,
thank you for calling Walmart.
All right, so the stream can hear me, the call can't. Just letting you guys know, if I laugh, I'm not ruining the show. Here we go.
Don't you be lazy fucks. You answer the phone.
Thank you for calling Standard Walmart. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was in your store, I think it was yesterday or last Thursday, and, I was walking, and I slipped, and I'm busting my ass right by the freezer section. And the manager in the daytime said that I was going to get some one of them two, I don't know, baby. I hit my head, too. And I went to the hospital, and I had a $1,000 bill. And I just really need to speak to somebody, because my head is hurting. And I mean, Sam Walton wouldn't want his customers to be treated like this. And I mean, he dead, but Mary Walton, she cool too. And she wants you to take care of me. My hip hurt and my head hurt. I bust my head. Is there somebody I could talk to that could help me? My asshole still hurt.
I'm so sorry for that. I'll transfer you to a member of management, ma'am. Is it okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. But I ain't a man, though. I hit my dickhead on the counter.
Okay, just a moment. I'll transfer you there, sir. Ma'am.
Wait. My dickhead. I'm a man.
Sorry?
I said I hit my dickhead. I'm a man.
Yeah, I'll transfer you to a member of management. You can talk to them about this.
She doesn't get it.
Okay, they should already know. One of them saw me bust my ass. They didn't have a wet sign or nothing. Watch me fall. Well, are you going to transfer the call or what? You can't help me. Send me somebody.
Okay, just a moment.
She sounds so intimidated. She's like, all right, just one moment, please, sir. What was that? The fuck is that noise?
Thank you for holding. All speaking. How can I help you?
Sir, they said just a minute. I done fell out this damn chair waiting on you to pick up the phone. I was in Walmart, I think it was yesterday or last Thursday. I don't remember. I hit my head real, real hard. And all I want, I don't even want much. I just want like a couple $150, like 5 free TVs, and maybe a back rub.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we could do all that.
Okay.
What else would you like? Would you like an airplane also?
You got them? Are they paper?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We got those too. We have them over in Toys.
Okay, sir. So I'm going to need...
All righty.
$50.
Okay.
Yeah. TV.
You can go ahead and come get it.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah, right now you can come get them.
I drive a milk truck. Is it okay if I put it in the back of my weird milk truck?
Sure, you can put her in the back of the train, too.
Okay,
you have a good day. We'll see you when you get here.
Do you have a pretty daughter?
No, I actually have a pretty handsome boy. If you want him to, we could put him on the trailer.
Jerry Sandusky's my son, so yes. Of course.
You gotta, sure. You have a good day, okay?
Oh, okay, I'm gonna be down there for that free shit.
Oh god, man, that was too fucking funny.
Dude, that guy knew you were fucking with him.
Yeah, right, yeah, from the start. That. Yeah, but the chick was awesome.
Oh, she was stupid.
Like, you're like,
dude, she was so
hey,
stupid.
Are you gonna transfer me or what? And the chick's like, yes, like, sir, right away.
Please hold. Please hold while I transfer your car. Tennis ball. Tennis ball.
And it took her like 15 minutes to transfer the goddamn ball.
Either that was a waiting fucking music, or she was really fucking bored bouncing a fucking tennis ball waiting for her box.
Oh, shit.
That kind of scared me.
Oh, god damn.
No tennis ball. Tennis ball.
You smack me up against the wall, baby.
Oh, that's the only way I like it.
This is a number in Florida.
Alright, do you want me to call it?
Yeah.
No way, it's gonna be really late at there. No one's gonna be up that night.
Well, what Florida. Is it?
It's a Walmart, Florida Walmart.
Oh, it's a Walmart? Alright.
Oh, well, then never mind. Fuck it.
Brandon, you got something to do with a Walmart again?
It is Florida. Is it close to, like, the Everglades? I can be like, I want to buy some alligator ass.
No, there's so fucking crocodiles there.
Do you want to take this or no?
Let's see. I want to see.
Let's
what
give someone else,
does.
A chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Give Burrito a chance. Burrito,
you
want to
try this?
Burrito's okay. A people person.
All right, everyone, mute your mics.
I'm a nickel person. I mean, I'm a
people.
Sorry,
person.
Iceman, you like a strike.
All right, mute your mics.
Ah, oh, fuck. I don't know what I'm gonna say.
All right.
I can't hear anybody.
I'm muted on the call.
Tell me what
so
to roll
laugh,
with.
I'm not ruining the call. Just saying.
Thank you for calling Walmart Neighborhood Market. This is Kathy. How may I help you?
Hello. My name is. I'm old Greg. Dude, I didn't know what to do.
I was about to go in there and be like...
The chick didn't even say anything. She just hung up. She's like, fuck this
guy. Just, why is all the fucking quiet Asian women just like...
Wait. Something dramatic just happened. Walmart picked up the phone within like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You ain't know?
What the fuck? Are you sure that was a Walmart?
You didn't hear about the Walmart glitch?
They're fucking bored as hell. Bouncing their tennis balls.
All right, well, we can probably do one more prank call and then.
Yo,
we'll
we need to know what
night.
To roll with. That's what. Well, I'll do it. I just need to know what to
like
do.
A topic.
You better freestyle.
I know
already.
What to do.
You better freestyle.
I am not going to freestyle. I'm going to freestyle. Okay, if we got an objective of what we're trying to get from them.
I'm old Craig. I'm old Craig.
And she just hung up the phone. She was like having none of it.
No.
All right. If anyone has a number, then type it in the.
Wait, hold on. Let me check Craigslist real quick. If this is gonna be the last one, let's make it good.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Get
yeah
a
this
car
will be the last
guy,
one.
Be like,
so.
What? Oh, sorry, Iceman.
Hey, it's you're gonna. If anyone's getting in trouble, it's you, not me. God damn it! The views and opinions of the burrito lover for the win does not affect Iceman Reborn.
I see what you did there, big girl. What's the number for Walmart in Gainesville, Georgia? I'm gonna call that number with this accent right here. Oh no.
Awkward silence.
That's really crappy piano, Mozart. Get it.
Was that the sound that the Walmart hold music was? Because I swear that sounded like. Did you guys hear that when Brandon was on the line and we were on hold and it was just like. Doom, doom.
Told you a fucking tennis ball.
What was that? I don't get it. Was the chick like walking over to the friggin' management and handing them the phone or something?
No, she was fucking playing with her balls while she was waiting for her manager to come over.
Okay, ma'am, I'll transfer you. No, I'm a man. I hit my dickhead. I'm a man.
she
She's
must
like,
have been
oh,
so fucking
okay,
tired.
Sure, sure.
Oh, okay, ma'am.
ma'am, I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
You need to calm down. Calm down, man.
Calm down. That's a number in fucking Georgia, so you know you can pull out your redneck.
I think Brandon's looking for a Craigslist one.
Yeah, you want to get it?
Brandon's taking his time. He's like, oh, I gotta find a really good one.
We gotta wrap up soon, so this is gonna be the last one. We gotta make it a good one to leave the people.
Brandon, are those Astros with the wireless ones?
No. There's a big fucking wire coming out of the bottom of it.
Can't you see it?
That's really noticeable.
What, your eyes broken?
You're doing.
Yeah, real original.
Brandon, you're typing so fast it's as if you're having sex.
What?
Selling a... Oh, fuck yeah. I got that.
It's funny, a girl...
Wait, what the hell is the lightning fiction?
All right. So the best prank that you can do with this is call him up and be like, I want to hang this from my bedroom and swing from it while I dive in my wife's pussy.
What is it?
A lighting fixture? It's just like this thing that hangs on the ceiling and it's bright. But, I mean, it can be an easy troll.
I'm going to use it as my nightlight.
Wait. Someone's selling an RV. And oh, I need an RV for banging.
I need an RV to bang in.
I see you selling that RV. I need that RV for banging.
Hell yeah, both of us need to fucking bang that RV.
You got a rambler. I want to be a rambling man.
Oh, you got to gamble.
All right, hey, call this one. Call this one. This one. All right. All right. Who's got it?
I don't know. Does Burrito want to take this?
Burrito, if you say I'm on crack, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay. What am I going with here?
See what you did.
Wait, what is it? Like,
what is it?
This?
What is it?
What are they?
They're selling an RV.
An RV. All right.
Yeah.
Hey. So, Burrito, you ready?
Yeah, I ought to have that face.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so this is the last prank call to the stream.
Okay.
Here you go. Mute your mics.
Wait, so he's selling an RV, right?
No.
Oh. Apparently we lost connection. Okay, let me try it again. Lost connection. Alright, let's try this again.
Your connection sucks.
Alright, this should work now. Mute your mics.
Hello?
Hello. Are you the one selling the RV?
Yes.
Can I get the mileages on it?
Okay, it's a travel trailer, not an RV.
Oh, okay. Can I get? Never mind. Question: how many, like, how big is the bed?
It's got a queen size bed in the front bedroom, and it's got two bunk beds in the back next to the bathroom.
All right.
Mm-hmm. What was your name?
My name is Brandon.
Oh, okay. And are you in Fort Worth or are you in Granbury?
I'm in Fort Worth.
Okay. What number are you at?
Can I call you back in a little while? Because I just barely moved in town and I got a new phone number, and so I'll have to call one of my buddies.
And my other question is, are you looking to park it in Granbury, or would you like to park it on my RV lot?
I haven't really settled that whole thing out yet.
Okay.
I'm looking to park it somewhere.
It's a 2006, and it's like new. It's beautiful, and it's ready to pull out of there. It's completely emptied out. I emptied it out already, and it's ready to go, and it is like brand new. And it's quite a good deal. It is being financed at the bank, at Plains Capital Bank in Weatherford, so they'll hand you your clear title when it's just paid off. There's going to be no funny business going on. So everything's free and clear, and he'll probably finance you if you needed financing with money down, if you have good credit. So just wanted to let you know about that. He's a really good guy.
All right, and Another question. Are the what is it called? The shocks on it. Are they any good? Because I'm looking to go like off road and stuff. If you know what I mean, like kind of getting it, you know, tilting and stuff. I just want to know that if that happens, that it won't break or something, like it won't pop out. And
it's a brand new trailer. What do you mean off road? It's a 30-foot travel trailer. What do you, what exactly are you talking about? out in the country, like, or something?
Yeah.
It's a very, it's like new. You just, did you look at the picture of it in the ad? It's a new trailer.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
It's not junk, and it hasn't been pulled around, so everything's like new on it.
All right,
Do you have money already, or are you trying to finance something? Are you gonna?
No. We've got all of our stuff. Me and a couple buddies and my wife and all their wives and stuff. We're going in on this like a, you know, big orgy type thing.
A big what?
I'm big. Yeah.
Anyway, it is like new, and the front bedroom is queen size bed, and it's brand new, and it's got the bed in it already, and it's got two bunk beds. So,
how many people do you think it can hold on that bed?
I don't know. It's a queen size bed. You use your own imagination.
like
how many can you fit on a queen size bed?
I mean, like, does it have like a weight system to see? Because a couple of my buddies, you know, they're a little bit bigger guys, and so
is this a junk phone call? It's a regular bed. You know what a travel trailer is, okay?
Okay.
So if you're interested, call me back. You know what's going on with the bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and.
The
just
travel
one more thing.
Trailer's
does it have a space? Like, how much space does it have under it, like around and stuff to hold the whole stuff in it?
Yeah, it does. Underneath it, it's whatever the height is of the bed, the normal bed height underneath. So you can put
underneath the bed.
Yeah.
So like big just enough, I could stuff something that was like, I don't know, like, you know, big loosey doosey and stuff. I can just stuff under there, and you know, maybe like. I don't know, maybe like a human body or something, you know, something like that.
Now, what in the world is wrong with you, Brandon? Well, that is just crazy. Look at it. It's got storage room underneath there. There's no reason
storage,
for all that.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
It's
do you
got,
think that, does it have a heating system and a cooling system in it?
Do you know what a travel trailer is?
Maybe not
somebody else.
So much.
How
I know what a trailer
anyway?
Is.
It's
I
got
am,
everything in it. It is self-contained. It's got everything in it. Okay.
All right. Cool. Does it have like
call
a? Does it have
call me back when you're not high, okay? All right?
I'm not high. What? I'm not
call
high.
Call me back. You're talking about stuffing bodies under the bed. Give me a break.
I'm just.
Okay?
Just come on. Come on.
Anyway, yeah.
You want to go test out the bed, please? Come on. We can go test it out together.
Anyway, it's a regular old travel trailer. There's some really good pictures in there, okay?
How many like toy babies do you think I could fit under that bed? Because I got a daughter and she has a lot of toy babies. So how many you think babies could I fit under there?
Alrighty, call me back sometime when you're thinking straight,
like,
okay?
You think in like the 50s or do you think like I could get into the hundreds?
How old are you anyway?
I am 25 years old.
Okay. Call me back when you kind of hadn't had so much to drink or something, okay? Alrighty?
Thank you. I haven't had anything to drink. I've had like a Coke. Does that count?
Anyway, if you're really serious, give me a call back. Go ahead and take a look at the pictures.
Do you think that if I buy it, I could tip you and get a night free with you?
I don't know what your deal is, but I don't appreciate a prank call, okay? Thank you.
This isn't a prank call. This is serious. Serious business.
Bitch! Oh. That was pretty good, actually. That It was a bit iffy at starting slow, but really, and that
you started off slow as hell. She said, "Where are you gonna park it?" I was in the chat, like in her garage, in her garage, in her garage.
Yeah, I know. She's like, "Do you want to park it on my RV lot?" And I'm like, "Yeah, go for the RV lot, yeah."
And I'm like, "Ask him if you can walk around nude. Come on, baby." He's like, "I don't. Me and my friends are gonna have an orgy." The orgy part was where it started. I was like, "Yeah, I like where this is going." Now.
Can you call me back when you're not high? I just lost it there because she just went freaking. Oh man, that's the funny thing
was she was like rolling with it. She was laughing about stuff.
Dude, because people from Texas are cool.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All right, that was Beast Mode Podcast episode number 18 with
Brandon
Nice and YouTube Troller. Their links will be in the description below the video. So, yeah. Anyways. Have a nice day, everyone, and thanks for checking out the stream.
All right, peace out, guys.
All right,
bye.
I think.